Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional podcast number 803. That seems to be a little bit off to me, but my producer my producers have just checked and they confirm that it is episode number 803. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. The simple purpose of this podcast is to encourage you, to challenge you, to exhort you, yea, to motivate you to simply just pray. Pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray in faith, believing. This podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer to God in the name of Jesus Christ, in faith, believing, and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They need to simply just pray. If I can encourage you to simply just pray to God, give it to God, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. We do not pray based upon our subjective feelings. My dear friends, we pray based upon objective facts in the Word of God, in faith, believing. Our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is Mark chapter 14, verses 32 through 38, which reads, "And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And he saith to his disciples, Sit ye here, while I pray, while I shall pray. And saith unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch. And he went forward a little, and fell on the ground, and prayed, that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. And he cometh and findeth them sleeping, and saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest not thou watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. Allow me to share with you some important points regarding this passage from the Matthew Henry commentary. It was a very kind and tender excuse, if you will, that Christ made for them. The Spirit truly is willing. I know it is. It is ready. It is forward. You would willingly keep awake, but you cannot. This may be taken as a reason for that exhortation. Watch and pray, because though the Spirit is willing, I grant it is, you have sincerely resolved never to be offended in me. Yet the flesh is weak. And if you do not watch and pray and use the means of perseverance, you may be overcome notwithstanding. The consideration of the weakness and infirmity of our flesh should engage and quicken us to prayer and watchfulness when we are entering into temptation. Our featured prayer motivator quote is from Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers. He said, this sleepiness in the Christian is exceedingly dangerous, too, because he can do a great deal while he is asleep that will make him look as if he were quite awake. For instance, some people talk in their sleep, and many professors will talk just as if they were the most active, the most earnest, the most gracious, the most warm-hearted people anywhere. I say to you what I mean when I declare that I have heard people in this very house pray in their sleep. I do not mean in their natural sleep, but in their spiritual sleep. I could tell by the droning way in which they prayed and by their repeating some phrases that I had heard them use before that they were not awake to the duty, that they were not really praying, throwing their souls into it, but praying because they were asked to do so, and so just went through the motions, their souls being asleep all the time. The man who is asleep does not care what becomes of his neighbors. How can he while he is asleep? And oh, some of you Christians do not care whether souls are saved or damned. It is enough for them if they are comfortable, if they can attend a respectable place of worship and go with others to heaven. They are indifferent about everything else. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, my personal encouragement for you today is this. We ought to pray because every now and then we have to get down on our knees and confess our sins, our faults, and our failures to God. Now, I know that some of you listening to me do not do bad things, but I have done some bad things in my life, and every now and then, yes, even as a saved person, by the way, I have to get down on my knees and confess my sins before God in prayer. How about you? Tell the truth and shame the devil. Beloved, our prayer motivated devotional today is titled The Preacher's Cry, Pray for Us, Part 3, from the book The Weapon of Prayer by Dr. E.M. Bounds. Dr. E.M. Bounds, the doctor of prayer, goes on to say, Paul indicates that prayer transmutes the ills which come to the preacher. Allow me to repeat that. Paul indicates that prayer transmutes the ills which come to the preacher. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. It was through their prayer, he declares, these benefits would come to him. And so it is through the prayer of a church that the pastor will be the beneficiary of large spiritual things. In the latter part of the epistle to the Hebrews, we have Paul's request for prayer for himself addressed to the Hebrew Christians. Basing his request on the grave and eternal responsibilities of the office of a preacher. Obey them that have the rule over you, he says, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. How little does the church understand the fearful responsibility attaching to the office and work of the ministry? For they watch for your souls as they that must give account. God's appointed watchman to warn when danger is nigh, God's messenger sent to rebuke, reprove, and exhort with all long-suffering, ordained as shepherds to protect the sheep against devouring wolves. How responsible is their position, and they are to give account to God for their work, and are to face a day of reckoning. How much do such men need the prayers of those to whom they minister? And who should be more ready to do this praying than God's people, his own church, those presumably who are in heart sympathy with the minister and his all-important work, divine in its origin? May I repeat that? Divine in his origin. Now, dear friend, it is time for us to pray. Please remember the announcer will provide the information for you to send in your prayer request at the end of this podcast. The announcer is none other than my oldest daughter who helped me to start this podcast so many years ago, 800 plus episodes ago, Daniela Danny White. And it is now my third oldest daughter, Danae, who is the producer of this podcast. So please join me in prayer. We pray for many, many people, and we'll be more than happy to pray for you. Holy Father God, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We praise you and we thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And we praise you and we thank you for salvation, spiritual, family life, financial, material protection and provision blessings that you have bestowed upon each and every one of us who named the name of Christ down through the years. Please have mercy and grace upon each and every one of us, and please forgive us of our sins as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. Fill those of us who are saved with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. And help us to pray. And Lord, we pray individually and collectively, hopefully, for the following. We pray for over 3 million people to come to know you as Savior. We pray, Lord, for the revival of your church. We pray for the healing of all families. We pray for the healing of this nation. We pray for your blessings and guidance for all pastors and church leaders and missionaries. We pray for the salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all government officials who run this country and all other countries. Now, Lord, we pray for 3 people who have sent in prayer requests. We pray for Alice, for her sons and grandchildren to be saved. We pray for the children in her Bible club and their families, for you to fight her battles and protect her family and all persecuted Christians. Bless her finances and transportation. We pray for Brittany. Give her a stronger relationship with you, a better relationship with her mom and dad, and a better job. Help her to have faith for all these things to happen. We pray for Pastor James. Please bless and prosper his gospel ministry in Kenya. And now, Holy Father God, we pray. Holy Father God, we pray for the following people who have trusted you as Savior in their hearts. We pray, Lord, that you would confirm these in the faith, strengthen these in the faith, and help them to grow in the faith, to become the Holy Spirit-filled and strong Christian disciples that you want them to be. We pray specifically for Linda, we pray for Shema, and we pray for Arup. And now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to you. We rejoice with them in this decision and pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Joseph, we pray for Lola, we pray for Nathan. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, allow me to show you how. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.